Good evening, everyone. At this time, I'm going to call to order the Coburn Town Council regular council meeting for Monday, February the 10th, 2025 at 6:30 p.m. Mrs. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins. Devontae Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Lisa Wood.
Here.
Okay, we do have a quorum present this evening, so we can proceed with the meeting. The next item is invocation. I'd like to ask Mr. Steele to please lead us in an invocation, and everyone please remain standing for the pledge.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you again for this very day that we're in. We thank you for life and health and strength. We're thankful that you've allowed us to be here tonight to discuss town business and to further the community. We ask that you would give us your guidance and wisdom and understanding to do these things. And I praise you and thank you most of all for your Son, Jesus Christ, and for the gift of salvation that comes through him. And I ask these prayers according to your will in your Son's holy name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. The next item on the agenda is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. We ask that you please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. Do we have anyone tonight for public expression?
Good evening. My name is Martin Funk. I own a business here in Coburn called Funk Grilling right across the street here. My family has been in this town a long time and grateful to be here tonight. Grateful to have the opportunity to speak before you. And I've also been an avid horse enthusiast my entire life since I was a kid. And the reason I come to you tonight is I also represent an organization called Backcountry Horsemen of America. And they're a nonprofit that do a lot of things with public land to keep trails open to the horse riders, not only the riders, but also the bikers and hikers too. And I wanted to bring forth to you all that I feel like there is a great opportunity in this, in our area right here in our town, in the outskirts of town, for opportunity for expansion as far as our horse trails go, our hiking, our biking. And that's kind of the purpose of the Backcountry Horsemen is we're setting up a chapter here in Southwest Virginia. And before long, we'll have that. We're going to have a meeting here soon, and I would like to come back, ask you all to let me come back sometime in the near future and talk longer than 5 minutes to you and be able to tell you what some of the ideas that we have that I think could really help us and really help Coburn stand out, I think. It would be a great opportunity for the town. So I believe in the mission, and I believe with all my heart that it's a good opportunity, it's a good thing. And I believe there's a lot of people in our area, too, that do ride horses and that can enjoy it. And I believe it would also bring some revenue to the town and a little bit of tourism. And just when I get the first chance I get, I'll come back to you and bring that to you and get your thoughts on it. And hopefully with your help, we can make something out of this. And I appreciate y'all's time.
Thank you. Whenever you're ready to be placed on the agenda for a presentation or just to talk longer than 5 minutes, you will just call Town Hall and speak to Mr. Williams or lady out front, and they'll get you on the agenda.
Thank you all.
Anyone else for public expression tonight? Okay, seeing no one else come forth, I will close public expression. The next item on the agenda is the response to public expression. From January the 25th, 2025, do we have any responses for public expression? I don't think we had anyone speak at the last meeting.
Nobody came up.
Okay, the next item is the approval of the agenda. It can be amended by a majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda?
Mr. Mayor, on old business, I talked with Lane Group today and they requested that we wait till next council meeting to go forward with this so they can talk with VRA.
So you wanting to remove utility rate increase to our next workshop meeting?
Or we'll have to make the next workshop a special call. Okay, do we have a motion to take care of removing that from the agenda?
I'll make a motion to remove the old business A utility rate increases and move it to our next meeting, February the 24th.
I second that. We have a motion and a second to remove old business A from the agenda tonight. Is there any discussion? All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Are there any other additions or deletions to the agenda?
Not me.
Okay, hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Let's see if it's close. If we turn it off, they can't hear us.
Well, we'll talk loud.
Would it be better if we just turned it off and talk loud? I can talk loud. Can you hear me in the back? I can talk loud. Yeah, just cut it off.
I'd rather have that than the disturbance.
Okay, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have an agenda. First item on the agenda is reports. Fire Department Chief Hawkins. I do not see any members of the fire department here. Have we reached out to them to remind them that they're expected to be at these meetings? If we haven't, let's do that again.
And did anybody talk to them about their purchase orders and making them aware of what they're supposed to do before they spend their money?
I've not talked to them about that, but I have talked to the fire department, and they've been extremely busy. Don't respond.
Okay, let's just remind them that if they are expected to be at the meeting, and we do have some questions in regards to purchase from them, so we'd like for them to be present so we can ask them directly.
Yep.
Any other questions or comments for the fire department? Okay, next is the police department, Chief Mullins.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. I've handed out a couple of documents that are in front of you. The first is the monthly report for January. Call volume was consistent with the January of 24 as far as similarities at total calls. However, the number of calls that we responded to this January were more significant in nature. They required a lot more follow-up investigations, several more arrests. But most of them that we had this month were weather-related, whether it's stranded vehicles, disabled vehicles, motor vehicle crashes, things like that for the month of January. I have spoken with Will. I got the recommended ordinance list from the Commonwealth Attorney's Office, and I'm consulting with Will, and we're working through that to have something to you as soon as we can as far as recommendations as to how to some of the ordinance that we can add and add down to the town that would help with many things. The other two documents that you have in front of you, those were the evaluation reports. One is for the office manager as well as the other is for the officers of the department, this one person act. If you have any recommendations or questions, I'm happy to listen to those answers.
Questions for Chief Mullins.
I looked over them before the meeting. I think they look good.
Yes.
It covers about everything that could possibly be with the police department.
So. Yeah. And I have a rubric that will be given to each employee that kind of outlines what's a five versus a four versus a three, two, one.
So are you satisfied with these and ready for council to adopt these similar to as we did for the other employees?
I am, Mayor, as long as you don't have any recommendations.
All right, do we have any questions, comments, recommendations in regards to these evaluations for the police department?
I don't. Will, have you looked over these?
Yes. I have, and I thought they looked excellent.
I did.
I looked it over when he passed it out, and I was really
straightforward. I like that. So I will make a motion that we adopt the evaluation forms for the office manager and the police department as presented to us. Do I need to do that in two separate ones, or can I do it together like I just did?
You can do it together.
I think you can do it together.
Yeah. Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to adopt the Coburn Police Department office manager evaluation form and officer evaluation form. Is there any discussion?
I would like these filed with paperwork to always be there, even if you're not there, that this will carry on and do the same as we're doing for the town once a year, at least.
I'm going to write a copy. I'm going to have a copy on file with me as well as the town hall.
Okay.
And just a reminder, you're on track for these to be completed by the 28th. Are you on track?
Yes, sir. I can have these all completed.
All right. Is there any other discussion? All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying, I think I did a roll call vote for the others. So, Mrs. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote for these.
Thomas Collins, Devante Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele. Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Lisa Woodruff.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Thank you. Do you have anything else?
Yes, sir.
Do we have any other questions for Chief Mullins? Okay, thank you. The next item is Town Manager Report, Mr. Williams.
Last council meeting, you guys requested our standings for the lead copper survey. Right now, we are reporting 5 lines of lead, 1 service line with portion of lead on gabbroneses. We've got 1,125 non-lead, and we're still at 802 unknowns.
802?
802.
And our plans for the unknowns is?
We're still getting some paperwork from the citizens in town, so this is an ever-growing map.
What's our deadline? Have they given us a deadline on when we have to have this completed?
Not yet.
And we're working diligently on those 802 unknowns.
Yes.
So that number should be going down all the time.
It should be.
Just keep us surprised at least once a month on how where we're at.
Do you want to go over the C&W?
Yes.
Sewer? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. For this year that we're currently in, this is a 7-month window that we've got. So far, we paid $253,639 to C&W.
Say that again, slower.
$253,639. Averages out at $36,234.14 a month. Thus far, we've collected $473,140.58. Which equals out to $67,591.51 a month.
And that's 7 months, right?
Yes. For 2023, 2024, and this is as far as I went back because of the way the system runs, we overall collect or C&W charges $320,177, which was 26,000 $681.42 per month. At the end of the year, we collected $756,801.15, which equals out to $63,066.76 a month.
Questions in regards to that information?
No, not at this time. I have to just do some numbers and figure out all the.
You want me to forward your, copy these for you?
I'm good.
I've sent out 50 letters for the front street regarding windows and the ordinance. I include a copy of the ordinance in the letter itself.
Could you provide a copy of that letter you sent to council? You can just email it to us.
I can do that.
And what was the date on that letter?
I went out this morning.
With 30 days? So you gave, did it specify in there 30 days?
I didn't specify.
You did or did not?
Did not.
So what did the letter say? That this was the new ordinance? Is that all it said?
No, I don't remember exactly how I worded it, but I advised them after a council conducted a public hearing, which followed up with a special call meeting, which the ordinance was approved, and I included a copy of the ordinance for their reading, and if they have any questions, please contact them to that effect.
I would have liked to give them a time frame to have had it done.
Well, actually, they're not. Well, I don't know.
Well, looking at the minutes from the last meeting, the approval of the ordinance, Ms. Steele made the motion. It was seconded. Four ayes. Mayor Mooney asked Mr. Williams to provide a copy of this ordinance and a letter to businesses asking for compliance within 30 days of the adoption of this ordinance. I asked our attorney if we could do that, and he said that was a sufficient time frame. When we left the meeting, we were clear that 30 days from the date of this adoption, that we expected them to be in compliance. Now, if we didn't give them this information and 30 days goes by, how can we expect them to comply?
I agree. We can't. I will follow up with
you. So right now, I'm going to make a motion that we tell town manager Mr. Williams to send a letter to all businesses on Front Street tomorrow that specifies that within 30 days of the date of that letter, tomorrow, that they have to comply. Also in this motion is for a copy of this letter to be sent to council members. That's in form of a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to ask town manager Mr. Williams again to send a letter tomorrow to all business owners on Front Street with the new ordinance with specific instruction that they have to comply within 30 days and a copy of this be sent to all council members. So any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Wait.
Do you have discussion? Talk faster. I'm fired up.
I see that. Just give me a second. So when you resend the letter, just say that this is a follow-up to the first letter so that they know that we are not sending out double copies, but it's to solidify the fact that they've got 30 days. Okay. That's all I wanted to say.
Any more discussion?
No. Now you can.
I'm going to look for the date so I know. I'm going to do the math. 7, 14, 21, 20.
Usually
okay, 10, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
March what?
10.
The post office is slow and sometimes loses things that we've discovered in the past couple weeks. So I will say on that date, give them until March the 28th. That's about 33 days. March the 28th to comply.
And then I guess from there that would fall into the police department?
Yes, then they
because
have...
Because you have the authority to do that, action. Right? Okay.
Any more discussion?
Nope.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Anything else, Mr. Williams, before we have questions?
Not a
second. Questions for Mr. Williams?
So with the weather forecast coming, are we prepared this time for snow removal, spread salt, and we're ready?
We will verify with Mr. Livingston.
Yes, Mr. Livingston. Thank you.
Ready.
All right.
Okay, at the last meeting, we discussed you providing us a cost of new material to go up on the lot across from Life Care where we have our trash cans. Do we have a cost of that material yet?
Not yet.
Okay, I would like to have a cost of that at our next meeting, which would be February the 24th, the workshop. You shared that you were in contact with USDA about grants. You were waiting on a follow-up, either a meeting or a phone call. Have you heard anything back from them?
I have not. I know the the workshop that I was going to attend last week was canceled right after the president took office. So I didn't get a chance to go to that workshop for that.
The grant for downtown beautification grant, what's the due date on that? April?
I believe it's April.
Have we, have we started the process of working on that? That we won't miss the deadline?
I have. I've got documentation from Lynn Lisco.
Okay. I just don't want to miss the deadline on that, on what all we have to get done, because I think we have to have an idea of what it is we want to beautify. And with that, I think you have to have cost estimates. So it's a short time between now and whenever that is, I think middle of April. So we need to know what we're beautifying, know what we need. I know the creek has dropped mud. It's fallen off. So I don't think the Department of Energy is coming anytime soon. And if we don't do something soon ourselves, we're not going to have a parking lot or a park. And I know, I think the last time somebody can verify for me, but I believe that we purchased the riffraff, Jeff. Did the town do the riffraff that was put out here to keep
under the bridges?
Under the bridges to keep the dirt from falling out?
Yeah, we did that.
We paid for that town-wise. So we need to look into figuring out what we need for that and a cost, and if we can get any kind of help from the Department of Energy. Because we've had a lot wash away in the last flood when it went through, and I think some of our bridges may be being undermined if we don't do something soon. So I need that checked into. Did you contact Flatbush Job Corps about the pool?
I did not. I've asked Jeff to do it for me.
Because that needs to be, if we're going to get that done, we need to as soon as the weather is compatible to pouring concrete and fixing that, we need to get on that.
So, Mr. Livingston, we were just made aware that you were going to contact the Job Corps in regards to some work at the pool. I would recommend also reaching out to Mr. Carter, who installed some of the stuff at the pool, because there was a little bit of confusion of what was needed, and you know, he is the professional, so when it comes to pools, so let's just make sure that we work with him and coordinate that so that we don't end up doing something that we have to go back and redo.
Well, they haven't changed instructors out there, too, so he's not out there. He's
I think it got transferred to another job board.
Okay.
But we still have that going on out there, though, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I know one of the things that...
I'm sorry. The Carter that I was talking about was David Carter, the one that has done some of the work at the pool for us.
Oh, you're talking about David?
Yes, if you would reach out to him and have him also work with them to make sure.
Because I know one of the things that's going to come in on that is the skimmers, the returns that we have down there that we need to put on somewhere and replace them so that when they do the concrete, that those are replaced at the same time, which is a lot of our leakage is through those because they're cracked. And so we can get those replaced and get all that done and hopefully have the pool ready by May 23rd. What's your other notes?
Have we advertised for the openings on the boards? I know the Board of Zoning and Appeals needed 2. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Correct.
Not sure of the final number that we have for the Revitalization Committee. That's on the agenda for later.
So needed 1 on the Planning Commission?
The Planning Commission needed 1.
2 on zoning.
2 on zoning. EDA is full. And then we're getting ready to do the new one. Did you bring those applications?
So we need to advertise 1 for the planning and 2 for the zoning. And then if we don't reach the number for the revitalization, we can revisit that after we approve those members. My next question is for you and Jeff. I guess both of you are working on getting quotes for the roof for the town hall. I know last meeting you had 1, partially 1. You were supposed to be getting others. Have you?
Yes, I got another one tonight.
Okay.
So those you want to wait till we pull Jeff up?
Yeah, we can wait. You can, whenever you come up. Any other questions for Mr. Williams? Have anything else for us?
I do not this time.
Okay, let's move along to item D under reports, Mr. Livingston, Public Works.
Good evening.
Good evening.
What I got for tonight, that we unstopped the sewer line on Kale Street, repaired a water leak on Scarlet Lane, we pulled the pump out at Food City pump station out there. They had a mop in it, stopped it up, got burnt the motor up in it. We jetted a sewer line on Central Street, repaired the water leak on Warren Road, 2-inch. We jetted the sewer line on Central Street, and then we had to go back and jet the other sewer line on Central Street. That's all I got for tonight.
Question.
Pop on.
Which pump station?
Food City.
Questions for Mr. Livingston.
So I guess this can be a Jimmy Jeff. Did so I know we've talked about it because of the pump station, the sewer station out at Flatwoods always having problems. Have we got a price on replacing those out there with the crushers instead of the what we have?
Talking about the choppers, right?
The choppers versus the crushers.
Yeah, we're working on the prices on it right now.
Yeah, because we need to do that. We spend too much money pulling them and repairing them all the time.
That right there is for the slanted roof to go into town hall. That's the second quote that he gave me. He said it's probably cheaper to go with the
membrane,
yeah.
Do you still have a copy? What did we do with the copy of the membrane one? Did you have it? Okay.
And this right here is for the heat pump went out in the MELC building.
Again?
Yep.
Didn't we just replace
that? And the coil where it froze over.
Yeah.
It busted the coil inside of it. Okay. Right there, down there toward the 3,550, he said he can get a coil to go back in there and repair it or he can put you another unit in for $4,960.
And this is the only person that you've talked to?
Right now, yeah.
I would like to have, I like three quotes from three different places.
Three?
Yeah. So that we can compare and let them know that we are comparing, we're shopping.
Okay. All right.
Any other questions for Mr. Livingston?
I'm going to say share.
Do you have anything for us? All right, we will need you the later part of the meeting, so stick around.
So I'm going to put on here first quote so that you can get us two more.
All right, thank you. Next item is the Lane Group.
Wait, hold on. So this roof that you've talked to them, is it all the same place?
Yes.
And we've not talked to anybody else about coming in and doing it? We're just going to go with what they tell us?
No.
I'd like to have the same thing. You know, it's kind of like taking bids on having something done.
So
I'd like
more quotes on it too?
Yeah. I mean, there's other people, and I'd like to, you know, have more options instead of just taking the first thing that's handed to me. I do that when I buy a car. I shop around.
Put best that deal. In the folder, please. All right, next up is the Lane Group. Mr. Mullins, he's not present tonight. We did have a meeting last Tuesday with him in regards to the sewer project. Some of that information will be discussed in closed session tonight. Do you have any questions for Mr. Mullins? Do you have anything from him, Mr. Williams? Okay, the next item on the agenda is Reports F, Treasurer Clerk, Mr. Sharp.
Tonight's report, I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due, $17,609.38. The interim accounts payables were $137,281.03. You have three sets of meeting minutes, January 13th, regular meeting, January 27th, public hearing, and January 27th, special call meeting. Our posted cash balance as of Wednesday, February the 5th, was $176,877.19. We had $53,836.69 in outstanding checks, less our accounts payable due of $17,609.38, which left a balance of $105,431.12. Since I prepared those reports, we've had three additional deposits. Thursday's deposit was $1,915.43. Friday's deposit was $4,175.98. And today's deposit, $6,268.73, for a total cash availability of $117,791.26. You'll also find the total cash availability report for all the month of January, as well as February current, and the cash availability comparison report. You have copies of our most recent credit card statement for Card Services corporate cards and Rex Guerrero gas cards.
Kathy, how often is money transferred to the VRA reserve fund?
The VRA?
Mm-hmm.
We don't make any transfers to the Virginia Resource
yes.
Authority.
Yes, so that's just the initial amount that they told us that we had?
Yes, and it draws interest.
Okay.
Other than that, we don't transfer any into it.
How much interest does it draw? Do you know?
No, I'm not sure.
And is it in our regular... Is it just in a regular interest-bearing account out, or?
I can't remember exactly how much interest it does, but
is
I
it in
I
a
don't.
interest-bearing checking account or a savings account?
I think every time I put any in, it's checking accounts, but we don't write checks off of
it. Right. Okay. So it's a checking account.
Yes. Do you need me to find out the interest amount?
I would like to, and when we met with PSA last week, they shared that they use VIP for their reserve fund. And the way that they talked is it makes
pretty good chunk of money.
So I would like to see us investigate that and see what our options are as far as moving that reserve fund to something like that in order for us to make a little bit more money off of it, if that's what the VRA is expecting. You could reach out if you have any questions to Cody McElroy at PSA, and he can provide you some information. But I would like to see the possibility of us moving that account to VIP for the reserve fund. Since I've already started asking questions, I guess I'll go ahead and continue before I let anybody else. Update on our audit.
They are still working on the pre-audit. She sent some questions this morning that have to be answered, and hopefully we'll get those answered by tomorrow. And she should have it by the first of next week.
The pre-audit complete?
Pre-audit. Yes.
And as soon as that pre-audit is completed, we plan on sending that
to the auditor.
So how's that going to work with Bob? Because I'm under the impression that, is it Mr. Bostic? Is that his name? Has broke his back?
The latter part of last year he broke.
So he's on track for everything. If we send it to him, there's no holdup. They're going to be working on it.
He still has health issues.
When we send this information to the auditor, I would like for us to ask for a definitive date that we can expect completion. That way, when the VRA asks us, we can't say our auditor's working on it. We can say the auditor, in writing, email preferably, has told us that our audit will be done by this date.
Or no later than.
Have we gotten the information to the bank for the accounts? No one's contacted me to come sign anything.
We have. Your letter went, and they're waiting for the approval of the minutes.
From tonight. Yes. Gotcha.
From the night we voted on it. Yeah.
It's in here.
So we'll approve that tonight.
Yes. She's already working on the paperwork. Okay. But she's just waiting to finish that.
All right. Heather, questions?
I do. On the MasterCard... card service center. Why are we paying late fees? And when those come in to the office, can we not pay our balance to where we're not paying interest charges instead of carrying a balance all the time? I don't quite understand.
Was there a reason she was holding up that one time I came?
There for a while, we was getting the invoice a day or 2 days before the due date, so that put some of it behind. We have since then got it set up where we're getting electronic invoices, so I'm hoping that's going to fix most of
it. So this is December that I'm looking at. And so this has been corrected since when?
It was in December. Probably January.
Because I've asked that before, because that's not the first time we've been charged late fees. And so I don't understand.
So are you saying that we get the credit card bill 2 days before it's due and don't have time to turn around and pay it? They're getting it late. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So how is it paid electronically? Is it paid electronically, or do we write a check?
I don't remember if it's electronically right now, because I know we set one of them for that. Or if it might be a check, I don't remember.
So I'm going to just throw this out there. So that this payment's due February the 4th. So it's already done and whatever. But it's First Bank and Trust. Do we not have access to that online? Can we see our credit card online?
We do, yeah.
Yeah. So if we're seeing it online and that's, we know the due date.
That's the reason we're having electronic, which we get in advance before.
But I'm saying, though, that even now, I mean, right now I can open up my bank account and it says that's what I owe and this is when it's due. Same thing you've told everybody about their water bill. You knew the date to pay it. So I wouldn't be charged $35. And the town is paying a $35 late fee just because nobody thought, hey, that bill is due. And I know it came 2 days before, but I could have looked and I know when my bills are due and I can say click, 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 pay them, pay them, pay them. And we should be doing the same thing. We're no different than my house. We should be paying this before. There should be no, if I get the bill 2 days before, I knew ahead of time that it was due that date. There's no way you didn't know. And then to carry a balance, I don't understand that. I don't understand why we keep carrying over a balance after the purchases come in, we have it. Why am I carrying a balance? Can I not pay my bill in full? That's my another question. Because on this one right here, I not only paid $35 late fee, I also paid $45 in interest. And if it's like everybody else's credit cards, if you pay it within 30 days, there's no interest. So I'm throwing money out the window if I could pay it in full. Yes, no?
I know at one time we were having difficulties getting the receipts from the people who bought the stuff. I know that was an issue.
But I still owe it. But I still owe it. I mean,
that's true.
I still owe it, whether I've got my purchase orders in hand or not. I still have the bill that says I'm going to have to pay it regardless of whether I have the purchase orders. And I know those are important for my auditors, but I still shouldn't be paying. I mean, if that's what's holding me from paying it, then I guess that who's ever not paying their bringing their purchase orders in, they can pay those fees.
It's the actual receipt of the purchase.
Well, I mean, it even so, we still have to pay it. The bill's still there. I still have to pay it. And I'm just throwing money out the window by not. That's my problem with that.
So is this on the accounts payable or interim? Or listed? Or do we just pay it as we go? Is this amount listed on the either one of those?
It should be listed on one or the other. Either it's due now.
Well, it was due February the 4th. So it was due February the 4th. So I'm hoping that you're going to tell me it's on this list that it's already been paid and not waiting on us to approve it tonight.
Yeah, it's on the interim, already been paid.
Which has already been paid.
Yes.
And did we... You're probably not going to have that answer. Did we pay it off, or are we carrying a balance?
Well, I can tell you that right now. Hold on, 20, 82, 88 plus 14, 27.
Then we're going to carry a balance.
It appears that we've paid it off.
Okay.
Because it says at the top, that's highlighted, that's paid, and then total due is the 2,082.88, and that's what we paid.
Yes.
So that should have paid it off.
Okay. So let's make sure, you know, payment due date is going to be around March the 4th, somewhere in that time frame, and let's stay ahead of it and not pay late fees. And if we have the money in the bank to pay the bill, pay the bill. Don't pay interest. I mean, it's not good business for us. As taxpayers, it's not good for us. Is it good for you all? No.
No.
Okay. Did I do that? Yeah, I did. Sorry. But anyway, so that was my only thing on what I looked at when I went over this.
Any other questions for Mrs. Sharp? Okay.
You need from us.
Total accounts payable due.
I'll make that a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the total accounts payable due as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Need from us interim accounts payable due in the amount of $137,281.03.
I'll make that a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the interim accounts payable due as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Now you need from us the 3 meeting minutes. Is that correct?
Yes. I'll make a motion that we accept the January 13, 2025 regular meeting minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the January 13, 2025 regular meeting minutes as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I make a motion to accept the January 27th, 2025 public hearing meeting minutes as presented.
Second.
Right, motion and a second to accept the January 27th, 2025 public hearing meeting minutes as presented. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'll make a motion to accept the January 27th, 2025 special called meeting minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion and second to approve the January 27th, 2025 special called meeting minutes as presented. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Ms. Sharp, is that all you need from us?
It is.
Okay. Next item is attorney report, Mr. Sturgill.
Okay. And as Chief Mullins mentioned earlier, I've got the list of ordinances to look at for criminal law. I'll be reviewing that over the next couple weeks. I will work with him to see what we believe applies to the town and what doesn't off the list that the Commonwealth Attorney's Office gave me. And we will work on that in order to try to get a recommendation to council for approval. So I hope to do that at the next meeting. Also, as discussed at the last meeting, we have FOIA training that we need to do. It needs to be completed by the end of February. We can do that tonight. We can hold off to the workshop meeting. It's with whatever preference you all have. I did want to do it at a time when all council members could be present, but at the same time, if that can't happen, then that's perfectly fine.
I'd like for us to put it off one more time, just hopefully by then Mr.
We'll
Collins is feeling better and able to be here. Since that will be a special call meeting on the 24th, we will just need to make sure that that's listed as an agenda item.
Yes, that'll work. And that's all I have for tonight.
Okay. Questions for Mr. Sturgill? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to new business. New business A is to approve members to the Coburn Revitalization Committee. Mr. Williams, do you have applications, lists of names, anything for us?
You all know.
Yeah. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, due to us receiving these now, I would like to table this till after closed session so that council members can review these during closed session.
I will second that idea.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to table this item until after closed session. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of tabling that item, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is new business B, July 4th fireworks.
I read that.
I spoke with the company that we have been getting the fireworks for the past couple of times. Right now, just the fireworks show itself would be $8,700. And the difference between that and what last year was is that they charged a $2,700 delivery fee. So if we can pick our own fireworks up, the town will save the $2,700. Then that one reduced that cost to $8,700.
Did I see all that at?
It's right below the
first agenda. First page.
2 pages down.
Yeah,
and
when
if we
I
came
at,
with Norton, it was $500, correct?
Yes.
If Norton buys from them.
And Norton is going to buy from them?
I don't know. I'm just
asking. They are.
They, okay.
Because do we not have to have special permits to transport those?
You said no. Covered vehicle.
Okay. Do we have a covered vehicle that would hold that? Where do I have to drive?
It's in Orange County, or there's one down there below Galax, I think is another one.
Hopefully just to Norton.
Well, they're going to do it if they're going to Norton. Ours right. would be dropped off for $500. And I think, so if I had to send two men out of town to go up and pick them up and pay them wages for the drive time and drive back and gas, would I not be just as well off doing $500 if I go in with Norton?
So this says if we deliver when we do our show in Norton, if that show confirms the cost for that, would be $500 to deliver
there.
As in
still,
Norton.
I could just drive to Norton
right.
and pick them up.
Right.
Much cheaper than driving.
Right.
Way up,
but they're
way
not
up.
They're not dropping it off on their way. They could, but they're not.
And so doing that, it's $8,700. Plus 500, so 90, what,
92? Yep. So you're saving 2,200.
Yeah. And have we ever...
And Norton was the closest to us that they were delivering to.
Right. Have we ever tried to get sponsors to help pay for that?
I don't know.
Because I think it would be a good idea to try to get sponsorships for it. Because that's very expensive. When I look at my bank account, and I don't have a lot of money. And again, words from our past mayor that one night, it's a lot of money to throw it up in the air just to go boom when I don't have it. And that concerns me doing that. And I'd like to figure out if we could, but I also know we have to order them. Correct.
Right.
When did they have to know? Yesterday?
Now is the season to order. That's what he told me. You want to table it until next our special call meeting, and then I can find out about get some businesses to donate or whatever.
Yeah, if you could put that on your plate to see if we can get, I mean, I'd like to at least half of it, if not all of it.
Or some of it.
I know a lot of towns do that, and they're sponsored by certain companies that pay for all of their fireworks. And it would be good for us if we could do some legwork and try to get that done that way. And our fire department still licensed.
Yes.
Okay, so it's been suggested that we table the vote on the July 4th fireworks to allow our town manager to solicit donations. Okay, we removed the old business item. So the next item will be closed session. We have a couple of reasons to go into closed session tonight. This time I move to enter into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 to discuss the performance of Town of Coburn personnel and 2.2-3711A8 to consult with legal counsel pertaining to specific legal matters.
Second.
A motion and a second to enter into closed session under A1 and A8. Is there any discussion? All right, all those in favor of entering into closed session, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we are in closed session.